That was Mikhail Kalashnikov. Can you talk about the Kalashnikov and its effect on the frequency and violence of war?
Well, I think it's an enabler of war. And what happens is, although the gun isn't fighting the war itself, certainly the ability to kill so many people in such a short amount of time, 600 rounds per minute, had never been possible in such a small killing package. And so if you have a local dispute that sells with an AK-47, you're going to have a war on your hands very shortly thereafter. So in that sense, without the AK-47, perhaps we would have had political space to solve some of these conflicts. In the 90s, the UN figured out that 46 of 49 conflicts were fought only with small arms, mostly with AK-47s.
Mikhail Kalashnikov was a lifelong member of the NRA. Let's turn to comments made by the former president of the NRA, David Keene, explaining Kalashnikov's membership.
Some years ago in Moscow, there was a dinner honoring General Kalashnikov. General Kalashnikov is the man who, during the course of World War II, in his spare time, invented the AK-47. He's one of the few heroes of Russia because of their flawed past. And so on the occasion of his 85th birthday, there was a dinner honoring him in Moscow. The toast was given by President Putin. And when Putin finished, the general stood up, held his glass up in Putin's face and said, "Mr. President, my dream is a country like the United States, governed by men and women not afraid of an armed populace." We made General Kalashnikov an honorary life member of the National Rifle Association after that.
That's David Keene, the former president of the National Rifle Association. Significance, Bill Hartung.
It's stunning, even by NRA standards. Basically, they're embracing the maker of this weapon that's used by terrorists, used by tyrants, used by revolutionary movements. Not a defensive weapon, as Kalashnikov claimed, but probably the biggest killing machine of the 20th century. So I think it just shows you how skewed the NRA view of the world is. And in fact, they tried to block the arms trade treaty, which is trying to deal with things like this, keep these weapons out of the hands of terrorists and tyrants. The NRA has used its global clout to try to water that down. They were unsuccessful in stopping it, but they're going to try to blunt it at every turn.
Bill Hartung, I want to thank you for being with us from the Center for International Policy, his latest book, Prophets of War. That does it for the show. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke and Renee Feltz and Aaron Mate, Nirmi Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkahani, Masood Rabi, Karen, Dina Guzder. Happy holidays. Thanks, special thanks to Julie Crosby and Elizabeth Press. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us. Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
And you are listening to... As we... Hello.
Do we have a working microphone?
Check 1, 2. There we go. Okay. You know, this place is really going down the tubes fast. We cannot get the microphones to work. I'm very sorry about that, folks. There's no graceful way out of it. There's also no concert billboard tonight, so you're stuck with me if I can get the microphone to work. It's 1 minute after 6 o'clock. It's Christmas Eve. It's time for Off the Wall. Thank you. Back. Okay, good. I'm going to hit the microphone every time I turn it on, apparently. That's a new way of things around here. Oh, boy. Well, I come in here in such a good mood, and all these things break and are not maintained, and it puts you in a bad mood. You know, imagine. Imagine every night you come home, and the lights don't work, and you fix them, and then they don't work the next day, and then they don't work the next day. That's, you'd get in a bad mood. And I'm in a bad mood for other reasons, too. You know, this is Christmas Eve. And here I am at the radio station. No complaint. I thought the 26th of December was the loneliest day on campus. The 24th is pretty damn lonely, too. There's nobody here. Nobody here anyplace. And then, tomorrow, Christmas Day, another radio show in New York City. Then next week, because this is how the calendar is formatted, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So all 4 days that there's merriment and celebration. I'll be in the studio. Well, you know, I enjoy it, though. I'm not complaining. Well, I am complaining, but it's part of the whole thing. And I have ways around it, ways of making it more enjoyable for you as well as for me, I hope. And we're not going to be doing entirely a talk this hour, mostly because the microphone won't allow me to do that. But we also have some special music because it is Christmas Eve. It's a special day in the calendar. I don't think this has ever happened before, though, where I've done 4 holiday shows in a row like this. Been doing radio a long time. I even looked it up. And, you know, occasionally I'll be somewhere else in the world and I'll be calling in to maybe Off the Hook or something like that, or Kyle and I will record something for Off the Wall and play that while we're out gallivanting someplace. It's rare. It's rare that on one of these holidays I'm actually here, and unheard of that I'm here every single momentous day of this holiday season. December 24th, 25th, 31st, and January 1st. All 4. Wow. That's never happened before. It'll never happen again, I'll bet. So, getting the initial complaining out of the way so we can actually do some fun here and share this special time together, because it is a special time. It's fun. We have some music, some holiday music that we'd like to share with you. And in the spirit of WUSB and in the spirit of Off the Wall and in my spirit, I'd like to actually play a different kind of Christmas carol. I'd like to go all punk this hour. Yeah, there's a whole genre of punk Christmas music. I don't know if people knew this, but it's true. And I'd like to start with this this piece. Oh, that was nice and smooth there. The theme is gone. Okay, fine, but we're going to move into something else. Oi to the World by the Vandals.
If God came down on Christmas Day, what would he think? What would he say? Would he notice all we've done? Or just about seldom one? I think I know what God would say if he came down on Christmas Day. He'd say to every boy and girl, where's the oi I gave to the world?
When the skins left them there and went down the fire escape, Hardy saw the North Star shining more than so he made a ton of debt from his turret saving travel. They repelled on the roof for the rest of the tub and then went back to the pub where they bought each other coffin. God came down on Christmas Day. I know exactly what he say. He said, oh, to the pub, and oh, to the king, but oh, to the world, and everybody went. If God came down on Christmas Day, I know exactly what he say. He'd say, oh, to the pub, and oh, to the skin, but oh, to the world, and everybody went.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That puts me in a better mood right there. The Vandals with Oi to the World. And yeah, there are all kinds of Christmas songs that we can celebrate with. I've got a whole bunch here. I've just been researching this. This next one, though, is a little bit confusing because, I tried to get the right song. I looked it up. I researched it. It's all about this father who takes all the Christmas money from his family. The song is called Daddy Drank Our Christmas Money by a band that's even harder to explain, especially the search engines, TVTV dollar sign. How do you say that? There is a way to say that, I know, but I just basically have seen the name, but I haven't actually said the name. But the song that I grabbed that was supposed to be that song is not that song. It's a different song, and I don't know what song it is. I mean, I know what song it is. It's one of the standards, but it's not the song that I want. But unfortunately, it's going to be the song I play.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That was TVTV Dollar Sign with the wrong song. But I found the right song. I actually found the right song. Thank you, YouTube, for stepping in here. And we're going to hear that. I'm working on a couple of things at once right now, and I'll be updating people on just what's going on here. We're getting into the festive mood, let's put it that way. And a little eggnog definitely helps. Thank you. Tune to WUSB throughout the holiday season. You'll be hearing all kinds of surprises and funness and joviality and things like that. But right now, okay, right now we've got the right song. Do we have the right song? Daddy Drank Our Christmas Money? Yeah? Okay, here it is. Oh, this is a classic.
Hey, Daddy loves you, all my little kids. That's why it hurts me to say Santa won't be coming by this year. I'm really sorry, kids, but spent all the money on alcohol, and you won't be getting any presents. Well, at least I got a buzz.
There you go. All right. And that TV dollar sign. I wish I knew how to say that right. Daddy Drank Our Christmas Money. Old classic there. And as you may be able to tell from... Can you hear it? Okay, we got the fire going. Here's the deal. For many, many years, when I was growing up, and even after I stopped growing up, there was a television station that would have the Yule log on television. And I always thought that was kind of silly. I mean, we knew it wasn't a real fire. Even as I was, when I was a kid, I knew it wasn't a real fire. But it was something we still put on every Christmas Eve. And I think a lot of families would do that, just have the Yule log on their television set. Ours was black and white, too, so it was really kind of ridiculous. But they played Christmas carols, and it was just kind of cool to watch. There are people who actually think they can tell when certain parts of the log will fall. They memorize the entire thing. It's like 4 hours long, 5 hours long. I don't know how long it is. But Channel 11 in New York would broadcast that every year. I think they stopped doing it. Do they still do it? I don't think they do. Or it's gone onto cable only or something like that. So what we did here at USB is we cleared some space in the conference room. And we have our own well, it's kind of a cozy flame going. We don't actually have, in the wisdom of the people who build these buildings here, they don't put in fireplaces. So we sort of had to be a little innovative here and clear away some of the furniture. It's nice, though. It's I'm not in the same room. I can look at it through the window when I turn the microphone on and I can see what's actually going on in there. It's cool. It's cool to see. And it's something that, and again, I know there are all these politically correct people who will tell me this is not safe. Of course it's safe if you do things in an intelligent way and you make sure that you have a degree of oxygen coming in, both for the fire and for you. You keep away from flammable materials except for the things that you want to have engulfed in flames. We have program logs, operations logs, things, and they're called logs for a reason because they used to start fires. It's nice, and it's something that I hope we continue as a tradition. And here, since it's not on television, I don't think it's on television, this is actually more realistic because it is real. You know, it's a real fire. It's not just a picture of something on a television set. I can actually feel some warmth through the glass as I look at... For God's sake, what the hell? All right, hang on.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with...
Okay, I totally apologize for that horrible noise that went out over the air. We've we got it down from this. Those things are so annoying. Those little round, take the batteries out and leave it there. We can deal with that later. I know there's a fire there. I can see it. We're on top of it. That stupid little box doesn't know that we're watching it. It doesn't have to tell us the obvious. You know, sometimes I hate technology. Anyway, it's Christmas Eve. Welcome. It's Off the Wall. Emmanuel here on this Tuesday evening, which occasionally Christmas Eve does fall upon. Let's make a phone call. We're going to call out to Seattle. Get our outgoing line and see what Kyle is up to. That is one nice flame. It really is. Okay, here we go. Kyle, what?
Hello?
Kyle, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear a lot of other things, too. Wow, it sounded like you dove into the phone there. Are you okay?
Yeah, I was just listening to, getting ready for Congress and stuff, and I was watching some videos, and I knocked over the phone. I'm here at home.
Yeah, like you knocked over several phones, it sounded like. What you're getting ready for the Congress? You mean you're going to be watching it online, or are you? Did you get a last minute flight to it, or what?
Well, yeah, I'm getting psyched up here.
Uh-huh.
So, I've been just doing holiday stuff, and I was watching some of the old talks online. I was getting kind of psyched up because they're going to broadcast that.
Yeah, they are. They are
after the holidays here. I'm kind of a little burnt out on that. It's going to be nice to get together with the families, and I'm sure everybody's opening presents and getting excited here.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of that going around. I'm here. I think I'm alone in the studio. I think I'm alone on campus. I think I'm the only idiot on campus right now. But, you know, I'm trying to make the best of it. I started a fire.
I'm not the only idiot on campus.
Well, okay, no, there are probably a couple other idiots. But anyone who is on campus right now probably is an idiot. Let's get that clear. And I have somebody who helped me dismantle something just now. I don't want to identify who they are because apparently they're afraid they'll get in trouble for that. It's not a problem. Those things are just optional. They're not... You have one of those. You have those out in Seattle. They're like these round things that make noise when you light a fire. Like you don't know that you've lit the fire. It's got to tell you you've done that. You know what those things are?
Oh no! Yeah, they're in the airplane lavatories.
Yeah. Oh, they're so annoying in there, especially. That's like one place you don't want them. I mean, you're not going to know that you're smoking. You know, you're inside there. I know. I've got a cigarette. All right. Why does this alarm have to go off to tell me this? It's ridiculous. I just think, you know, we're living in this nanny state, you know, where everything has to be monitored and watched and reported. And I'm done with it, man. I'm just finished.
Well, that's why I'm paying attention, listening, and the talking to people. I'm excited for the holidays to talk to people there, but I want to stay plugged in. I'm definitely going to tune in to the Congress and a lot of the talks. And just there's so much interesting stuff going on, and it's so critical. I mean, every day we're hearing cool stuff in the news, and boy, I can't wait to go out and hear more stories and, also, share with people over the holiday and stuff.
Well, you know, I don't know if you heard today's news. Edward Snowden said mission accomplished. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that he was, satisfied or just had been, felt complete in his mission, I think.
Phrases
I was hearing.
He definitely should feel complete because the dialogue has started. The word is out. He's done a lot of good. Unlike when Bush said it, I think he really did accomplish a mission, and we're better off for it. And also, mentioning Congress, Glenn Greenwald's going to be one of the keynotes there. So that's going to be interesting as well.
Yeah, I saw that. I was looking at the schedule and watching some of our talks from our conference and some of the old talks from CCC and getting kind of excited about privacy and building stuff and, you know, having completion with these things and projects and all of that, but also making room for new stuff and telling new stories and new relationships and being connected. We've talked about that with the radio station there, changing things and having new people in there and just a lot of room for dialogue and new beginnings, new resources, just lots more to cover and more to ground to cover and more stories to tell and with changing resources or whatever it is, but we want to stay connected as a community, and I think that's what holidays is about. Really, it's like you're connected with your family, but I think globally there's that spirit you get. I had a little bit of that when I was walking around. People are generally in good cheer, I think.
Yeah, I've noticed that. There's sort of a calmness, a sort of people are kind of relaxing. And there's not this craziness of having to go to the mall and buy crap, which, you know, that's the part I really don't like when everyone's just rushing around, there's traffic and mayhem. I like the reflectiveness when people just kind of think about where they are in life, how they relate to others, and how we can do things better. That kind of a day I like better.
Right. Right, instead of seeing rampant consumerism and these reflex purchasing and all this stuff, just without the actual love behind it and the sincerity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting to the root of that, I don't know, it's fun. And I've got a lot to be thankful for this year, and I think we're excited about next year, too, and I think everybody else is, too. And I just, it's been kind of low-key, I guess. Low-key, but... I don't know. As you've said, reflection is kind of the word of the moment, especially going into Christmas Eve and stuff.
But low key can be uplifting. It can be depressing, depending on your perspective.
And I think being open to different traditions,
yes,
changing your traditions, but realizing the consciousness and the progress you've made, and everybody out there doing their thing, but also taking the moment, and you're all kind of in it together, making your impacts on your community and in the world.
Yeah, I think that's really the turning point when you see that you are having an impact, that you are in a community, that you're not in this all by yourself, and it's an ongoing thing. And yeah, there's a lot to look back on, but there's also a lot to look forward to. And that's the kind of thing that really gets me through it, and eggnog too, of course.
Yeah, I've tried a couple different types of eggnog. I like it, but hadn't really sought it out. But there's been some good batches around, and I don't know. One of them is really tasty, and then I got a different one from a different dairy, but they're both local dairies out here.
Uh-huh.
And then I even went to a Christmas party.
Really?
This is really interesting. You know, we've done a little bit of chefing. Cooking,
yes,
well, as it were.
You mostly, but I would basically be around for backup.
No, you and I've whipped up some things.
Yes,
you know, I think food hacking is a noble pursuit, and we do it every day when we're making those choices for food. But
absolutely,
I was at a Christmas party,
uh-huh.
and I learned how to make eggnog from scratch, and it's been kind of popular. You can do it a couple different ways, but there's specifically this separating of the eggs and then frothing of them.
Uh-huh.
And then you mix them with sugar, each of them individually with sugar and some other material, and then mix it all together, and it's quite good.
Wow.
So for some reason, I know, there's just been this all kinds of different eggnog, both processed and not, and I don't usually eat a lot of eggs, but, I mean, it is an okay food. You gotta have moderation too, of course.
Kyle, as a public service, and since it is Christmas Eve, and you said that you learned how to do it from scratch, would you be able to very briefly explain to people out there what they have to do?
Yeah, I just did. Yeah. So it's,
Well, you have eggs, right?
Well, obviously you need a recipe. I'm just paraphrasing, but basically an authentic eggnog is you separate your egg from your egg white, or your yolk from your egg white, and
right.
froth them individually. I think there's cream and sugar added, and then of course spices. You got your vanilla maybe, and an extract, and then maybe some nutmeg as a topping. But that's a really abridged version. I suggest people look up a proper recipe.
Okay.
If they're going to endeavor to do that. And then there's multitudes of your local dairy, perhaps providing processed eggnog. But boy, it's been a lot of, I've been doing a lot of taste testing of that.
And
I don't mind it. It's good. I don't normally eat a lot of milk or dairy and that kind of thing. I like eggs, but yeah, milk's a little heavy for me sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, I feel the same way. The whole process, though, from start to finish, about how long does that take?
Oh, boy, we were just laughing and having a good time, maybe 20 minutes. But, I mean, you have to gather all the materials, and I think some things are refrigerated for some of that process.
Because
obviously you're working with raw products like eggs. You want to be a little bit careful.
Yes, absolutely.
My public service announcement. So how are you? What else going on there? What else you got?
Is that what I think it is? Okay, yeah, I hear another one of those things in the distance. I think we might have triggered another one of those stupid alarms.
What are you guys burning?
All right.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
I told you about this. We started a fire in
God.
The no, it's just an open. It's like a campfire, except it's inside.
You're going to burn down the building.
No, you see, that's what everybody says.
No, you're not doing this, really.
Yeah, I think somebody disconnected it. Good, okay.
come on. You guys don't even have a fire extinguisher, right? Or blanket? Are you going to throw yourself over this thing when it erupts?
It's going to... basically, when we stop putting things on it, it'll stop burning. That's how fires work. Have you ever taken chemistry? I mean, it's a very simple thing. Look, you got...
You're accelerating the remodel. Or something, you know.
Well, the building is going to be gutted in another couple of years, but that's not what we're trying to help with. No, not at all. We're just trying to have some holiday cheer here. By the way, I would like a refill too. Now that I mentioned the holiday cheer, thank you. We're doing the best we can here on campus, where it's pretty, you know, abandoned and lonely. There's nothing. I mean, your parents might not tell you this, but there's nothing wrong with having an open fire in your room as long as you aren't stupid about it. Having things
Are you using vinyl?
Well, no, we don't really have vinyl to burn anymore.
Oh.
I don't like the smell. I don't like the smell of burning vinyl.
You burned all the vinyl you could, and... Well, you guys got rid of all the vinyl. There's no more vinyl at WUSB, huh?
No, that's not true. Actually, down the hallway, we have a huge, huge amount of vinyl, and we play it, too.
No kidding.
One of the few places actually makes use of vinyl. Yes.
That's rare. I mean, people don't do that a whole lot, so, you know...
Yeah, chestnuts. Let's see. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Now we have chestnuts. How do you have chestnuts on a non-open fire? You know, you have to have an open fire. That's how the song goes. Bing Crosby, whoever wrote that thing, they knew what they were talking about. All right? I bet they had fires going inside their house all the time. Yeah.
All right, do you have tongs for those, or are you...
I don't have tongs. We might have tongs in the equipment room.
Are you flipping them...
I'm doing radio, Kyle. I have, you know, I'm the one in charge. I'm responsible for things.
All right.
I'm just trying to make things as festive as possible for people here that are trying to be cheerful.
Okay. And, all right.
You know, without these authoritarian alarms going off telling us you're not doing something right, you know, we're grown ups. We know what we're doing.
Airmen.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk about something very briefly. I was looking at the NFL standings here today, and I know you're not a big football fan, and neither am I, but your team, the team that represents your city, Seattle Seahawks, is in first place. What's interesting is they're tied for the best record in the entire league. Did you know that?
Yes.
And do you know who they're tied with?
You can
say no. I mean, it's not. There's no shame in that.
No.
Okay. I can't believe you don't know that. The Denver Broncos. They are tied with the Denver Broncos. And I thought it was very interesting that in the Super Bowl, which is taking place in New Jersey this year or next year, it's possible if the two best teams meet that they will be teams from the two states that have passed marijuana reform. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah, and maybe, and this is something worth looking into, since it has become legal in... your two states, Colorado and Washington, and those two teams are in those two states, and they have had opportunity to, how do I say, sample the products that are out there now, maybe that had an effect on the players' abilities. Hmm?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think a lot of athletes choose cannabis for recovery and supplements, you know, as an alternative to harder things like steroids. You know, there's a performance enhancing substances and then substances that clearly are not meant to enhance your performance.
Yes, there are those.
So, in seriousness, yeah, I think there's a lot of smoking and that culture, I think, fits with football, right? I mean, it's football, for crying out loud.
Okay, now we have to come up with a name for it, and we have to do it before the internet hears about this, right? If the two teams from the two pot states meet, what kind of bowl would it be? A pot bowl? No, I mean, it's a bowl, for God's sake. You know, it's a pot reference right there, you know?
Right.
Come on, we got to name this thing right now, right here.
The Dope Bowl.
Dope Bowl? Really? Is that the best you can do?
Okay, no, the nut,
You know what? We have a song coming up. We're going to think about it during this song. This song, by the way, was suggested to me.
There you go. But that's kind of beer, I don't know.
No. Look, we're going to come up with something good. But this song it's by Bad Religion, and the title of the song, Kyle, you're not going to believe this, is called O Come Emmanuel. And I cannot resist that. I cannot resist a song with a title like that. So we're just going to... go right into it, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
How cool is that? Wow. Oh, come on, come on, Manuel. Oh, thank you, Bad Religion, for that dedication there. okay, Kyle, we've been discussing various... you're telling me, first of all, you can make a bowl out of an apple, right?
Well, right, yeah, you can make a pipe out of, like, you know, corn cob pipe, and you can make a pipe out of potato.
But we're talking about bowls now.
Right, botulism is in the skin of potatoes, so you want to be careful about that.
All right, all right. Well, what we're trying to do is come up with a good name for the super a better name for the Super Bowl if the two teams from the pot reform states meet in it, Denver and Seattle.
You'd have a glass bowl, maybe, or a metal bowl.
Glass bowl, metal bowl, yeah.
Cobb bowl.
Now, was I mishearing? Did you say before you can make a bowl out of snow?
Yeah, you can make a pipe. I don't think it's a water pipe, but you can make them out of earth and snow and different natural things around you.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good, I guess.
Just like an apple or a potato.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, it's just not coming to me the name that will definitely be the popular name.
Smoker bowl. I don't know. I mean, what would you smokers like super. What do you call it? I mean, there is that rival, and it's not a rivalry, but a camaraderie. Is that what it is? The two states that have tried this grand experiment. Which, by the way, if your application, if you are submitting your application to be a business, I think the deadline has passed.
Has it? Okay.
In Washington State. So, just FYI, it's not worth mailing any of your notarized documents.
And they're actually calling Wednesday, January 1st, Black Wednesday for Colorado because they think that there won't be enough supply to meet the demand. They're that worried about it.
Yeah, I heard a story on the radio the other day about I kind of snickered to myself a little bit.
I snickered to others.
But it was basically like they realized that Washington State... that measuring pot use is hard to determine because people don't come clean about it. They're not honest. And that they realize that people in Washington State smoke a lot more cannabis than previously suggested. And it was all some real serious journalism that was going on. It affected basically the estimation of the state's rollout.
That's it.
And so there is an actual concern.
You just said the word, Kyle. That's it. The cannabis bowl. It's got to be that.
The cannabis bowl.
Come on.
Well, right. No, that's beautiful.
Right?
No,
it rolls off the tongue. It's not, yeah, snowball would have, you know, people thought you were saying snowball. You know, cannabis bowl. Yeah, because it is a cannabis bowl. And we're talking about cannabis, the two states that have embraced cannabis.
Just like the bowl, the cannabis bowl in Belly.
Yes. Now, let me go to the internet really quickly and see if anybody has used that phrase yet. And I swear, if they have already, I am going to be so angry.
You're going to be really disappointed, I think.
Okay, I'm looking up Cannabis Bowl right now. I see a medical cannabis bowl on YouTube. cool, dope, marijuana, ganja, cannabis, just a bunch of keywords. The top 50 best weed pipes for sale online. Yeah, nobody has said this in relation to football yet. So, okay, since we know nobody is listening to us right now, I think we should go out and register this. Oh, wait a minute.
These teams very well.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
They compete.
College Football Conference holds the first ever Cannabis Bowl. I don't know what that even means. It's just a headline with no story. Okay. Yeah. Somebody said in the Denver Post, I see a Cannabis Bowl football game in our future. What were they talking about? Hang on a second. Okay, they're just talking about pot shops and things like that. They're not talking about a game between Seattle and Denver. Which, by the way, is Seattle in the AFC or the NFC? Do you know that?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, they're in one of them.
I think NFC. But
and Denver's in the other. And if they weren't in opposite ones, they wouldn't be able to meet in the Super Bowl, which I think is unfair. That certain teams can never meet in the Super Bowl. It has to be AFC versus NFC. I mean, what's the real difference? nobody really cares. It's, you know, there's no NFC strategy versus AFC strategy that I can see. I'm sure I'll get a lecture from the sports people at some point. But I think any two teams should be able to meet, you know, and meet in the final. That's how it works in the World Cup, right?
Yeah, eligibility, it should be equal. It shouldn't have all these kind of stipulations or what do you call them, like sub regional teams and stuff. I don't know what the heck it
is.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of words, really, is what it is. Yeah. Hey, Kyle, so I don't want to keep you on Christmas Eve. I mean, I'm not sure if anything exciting is going on out there in Seattle. Is there any winter weather on the way, maybe?
No, I wish. Yeah. You want to send some this way?
Well, we had a little bit. We don't have any right now. We actually had a crazy week where we had snow a week ago. It was basically I was doing a show while it was snowing outside, and then it went up to 70 over the weekend. And I think every day after that, it's gone down by about 10 degrees, and I think it's going to get into the 20s tomorrow. So, yeah, it's weird. You know, New York weather, as you well know, is very strange.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be a bunch of fog here. There was a little snow. I woke up to snow like one day last week, I believe, but no winter weather. It is it's chilly enough, but it's been I don't know, breaks of sun and nice, I guess, but it will not snow, so.
Yeah, but it will rain, though.
Yeah, it's raining and stuff fairly frequently, but that's fine. I'll just celebrate the holiday and continue monitoring the freedom of speech and everything on the internet and in the world.
Well, I have one more song I want to play before we actually go out tonight. This is more of a traditional classic, Feliz Navidad in punk style by Elvez. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay, and that's I guess one of our last punk songs for this hour. We'll of course go out with an outro. I think we're gonna play the Dickies on the way out. That'll be fun. But Kyle, you were talking about CCC, the Chaos Communication Congress, taking place in Hamburg. That starts on the 27th and runs through the 30th, as is tradition. And neither of us will be there this year, but we will be there in spirit and we will be there online. And you can be there online, too, if you're not there in reality. How do you actually watch the talks?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really easy. And obviously, since they've moved to Hamburg, they are no longer...
How do you have musical theme when you speak? All of a sudden, music came with you when you started talking. And that sounds very familiar, too.
Well, yeah. This is the CCC intermission music.
You're kidding. You found that. How did you find that?
I found it on the internet. It's called Pausen Music.
Wow.
In any event, it's really easy. And they don't have the space constraints, I guess. I gather the facility. We've yet to see it. We're going to see it, I guess, next year. But it's really, really big. So people are not being discouraged from coming and, I think, showing up. But in the past, they'd been telling people to watch online. And then it's a fairly common thing now for them to stream. And so if you go on your computer to events.ccc.de.
Okay, okay. Oh, the browser crashed.
I got to follow along with you, right? I guess just to double check. I don't want to give people the wrong information.
I got it back. Okay, events.ccc.de. Okay, and it's an event weblog.
That's right.
All right.
Hold on. What do you see? Wait, hold on. Events.
A lot of stuff in German, but also mostly English.
Yeah, you have to accept their security thing. But I think what you want to do is click on 30C3 Wiki, which is to the right.
Hang on, I'm scrolling. I'm scrolling back up.
Under Congress? There's a section under Congress?
I don't see that. Hang on, maybe it's all the way at the bottom?
No, it's to the right. Not at the bottom. It's in a subsection. There's pages, CCC, and then Congress on the right.
I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing a whole bunch of news stories. It looks like at events.ccc.de.
Right, and on the right of that, there's a search field. Wait, it's not in the news section, but it's in the navigation portion on the right side of that.
Yeah, I don't have that. For some reason, I don't see that.
events.ccc.de.
Yeah, I'm...
Go to the 30C3 Wiki, and I can give you the... Regardless,
okay, no, I found the Wiki. It's at the bottom of the page. Hang on, I'm going to the Wiki now. Hang on, I got...
It's events.ccc.de/congress/2013/wiki... /main page.
Yes, I just got there now. Okay, here I am.
That's it.
And I see schedule, streams, travel, projects, assemblies, sessions, and FAQ. So I'm going to click on streams, I guess, right? And yeah, there's live streams.
If you're a remote viewer of the Congress this year, you want to hang out in the streams area. Also, schedule is really helpful. They've got, I think, 4 tracks they're running these days, which makes it really full of information. I think Tim Pritlove's giving the opening event,
cool.
So that's going to be worthwhile seeing on Friday at 11 a.m. I don't know what time that translates to for us Americans.
It translates to Thursday night for us, I think.
I believe it is, yeah. It's probably pretty late Christmas Day.
Yes. No, actually, the day before Christmas Day, because it starts on the 27th. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Kyle, we're out of time, but let's attend some talks together virtually.
Yes, I think we shall. We'll have much to discuss. I'm sure there's going to be IRC channels for that and a lot of discussion, a lot of really interesting stuff going on. So it'll be great to pay attention. And,
I want to listen for the sound of Club Mate bottles falling on the floor.
Yes, we can count them. And, we can ourselves enjoy the holiday. And thanks for having me on today and letting me talk to everybody out in Stony Brook.
Well, thanks for coming on. And you talk to people all throughout the world.
Oh, that too, yes. I'm sure we are around the world. I'm sorry, I forgot about the world.
Forgot about the world, yes, I do that a lot.
Sorry, world.
All right, listen, we're going to go out with one more holiday standard by the Dickies. This is, of course, Silent Nights. Emmanuel, have a Merry Christmas, and hope you get lots of presents. Off the Hook is on tomorrow, Christmas Day, and, of course, we'll be back next week on New Year's Eve, having all kinds of other fun things going on. And Merry Christmas, Kyle. Talk to you later.
Ciao.
Hey, kids, it is Christmas Eve right here on WUSB Stony Brook. We're going to be celebrating with a little putting the anarchy back in Xmas. Stay tuned, baby. It's going to be chaotic. Ready to rock. Annoy your relatives.
Gun shells. Hey, everybody! It's Christmas time! Let's all party! Watching It's a Wonderful Life on TV with your ma. She said, hey, Mo, oh, Joe, where's the mistletoe? Then I took off my shoes. She started sucking on my toes. Christmas, Christmas, oh, yeah. I gotta go to shopping mall. Christmas, Christmas, oh, yeah. I gotta go to the bathroom, man. Yeah, Otis the drunk was talking to me. He said, Mo, Joe, there under the tree, well, under the me, my girl, your mama, and I doing it by the fireplace. Ay, 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 ay. Christmas, Christmas, oh yeah, I gotta go. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Christmas, Christmas, oh yeah, I gotta go buy some presents. Let's go right now, boy.
Junk, sick and broke after 72 hours in a precinct cell. It was a clear, bright day, but there was no warmth in the sun. Danny shivered with an inner cold. He turned up the collar of his worn, greasy black overcoat. This beat Danny wouldn't pawn for a deuce, he thought. It was in the West 90s. A long block of brownstone rooming houses. Here and there, a holly wreath in a clean black window. Danny's senses registered everything sharp and clear with the painful intensity of junk sickness. The light hurt his dilated eyes. He walked past a car, darting his pale blue eyes sideways in quick appraisal. There was a package on the seat, and one of the ventilator windows was unlocked. Danny walked on 10 feet, no one in sight. He snapped his fingers and went through a pantomime of remembering something and wheeled around. No one. Bad setup, he decided. The street get empty like this, I stand out conspicuous. Gotta make it fast. He reached for the ventilator window. A door opened behind him. Danny whipped out a rag and began polishing the car windows. He could feel the man standing behind him. What are you doing? Danny turned as if surprised. Oh, just thought your car windows needed polishing, mister. The man had a frog face and a deep south accent. He was wearing a camel's hair overcoat. My car don't need polishing, nothing stole out of it, neither. Danny slid sideways as the man grabbed for him. I wasn't looking to steal nothing, mister. I'm from the South, too, Florida. Goddamn sneaking thief. Danny walked away fast and turned a corner. Better get out of the neighborhood. That hick is likely to call the law. He walked 15 blocks, sweat running down his body. There was a raw ache in his lungs. His lips drew back off his yellow teeth in a snarl of desperation. I gotta score somehow. I had some decent clothes. Danny saw a suitcase standing in a doorway. Good leather. He stopped and pretended to look for a cigarette. Funny, he thought. No one around. Inside, maybe, phoning for a cab. The corner was only a few houses away. Danny took a deep breath and picked up the suitcase. He made the corner, another block, another corner. The case was heavy. I got a score, all right, he thought. Maybe enough for a 16th in a room. Danny shivered and twitched, feeling a warm rum and heroin emptying into his vein. Let's have a quick look. He stepped into Morningside Park. No one around. Jesus, I never saw the town this empty. He opened the suitcase. Two long packages in brown wrapping paper. Took one out. It felt like meat. He tore the package open at one end, revealing a woman's naked foot. The toenails were painted with purple-red polish. He dropped the leg with a sneer of disgust. Holy Jesus, he claimed. The routines people put down these days. Legs! Well, I got a case anyway. He dumped the other leg out. No bloodstains. Snapped the case shut and walked away. Legs, he muttered.
It's a Santa Claus world, if you will, of ice cream and candy bars. Eat your fill and marshmallow fatness that's bound to kill. But we love it that way. Yes, we love it that way every day. And we hope that the fat times are here to stay. Fa la 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 la, fa la la la. World where everyone dines on gluttonous steaks and champagnes and wines, and all virgin waitresses high in the sky on United Airlines.